Let's turn our Bibles to John chapter 2. I just want to give you a thought. I'm not going to preach long. I only made a little outline, but there's a thought I want to get across. And I called it Unexpected Blessings. And I hope I can be an encouragement to you. And I just want us to think about many times God has blessed us, and sometimes I think we forget. And that's why we need to thank the Lord. Thank you for the blessings on me. That's exactly what I'm preaching about tonight. Let's stand for the reading of God's Word. I'm going to use three examples out of the New Testament and the Gospel of John. And then Eddie's going to pray and lead us home. And then we're going to go home. Eddie, amen? But it's not going to be that quick, is it, Eddie? John chapter 2, verse 1. Glad you're here tonight. Good crowd for a Sunday night. And the third day. There you go, Robert. Third day. That's a great number. It's a divine number. Jesus rose on the third day. And the third day there was a marriage. We're married to Christ. Amen? There was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. The mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said to them, "They have no wine." Then said Jesus unto her, "Woman, what I have to do with thee? My hour is not yet come." "No, it's not ready for me to die yet, Mom. But I'm gonna." I'm glad he did. I'm glad he was that lamb. Behold the lamb. And his mother said to him, "Servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it." Boy, that's what we ought to do. Whatever he says unto us, we ought to do it. You read the Bible, he tells you to do something, you ought to do it. And there was set there six water pots. Six is the number of man. Man was made on the sixth day. Really what this is a great spiritual application about the new birth. How God changes us, saves our soul. Amen? And there were set six water pots of stone. And after the manner of purifying of the Jews, containing two or three firkins apiece, Jesus said unto them, "Fill the water pots with water." And they filled. By the way, the firkins is 9 gallons. They filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, "Draw out now." I like that. Come to that water. Amen. "And bear unto the governor of the feast." And they bear it. And when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and knew not whence it was. Can I say this to you before I quit reading? That's not wine that you buy at the grocery store. This is a fruit of the vine. Jesus never made alcoholic beverages. This was not fermented wine. This was grape juice. This is a fresh fruit of the vine. "Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. Whosoever taketh is deceived thereby." Proverbs 20, verse 1. And I'm going to tell you, Jesus would never go against the word of God. We don't drink alcohol because the Lord says it's not good for you. "Who hath woe? Who hath contentions? Who hath wounds without cause? They that tarry long." Proverbs 23:23. And so don't think, "Well, man, there you go, preacher. Jesus is making alcohol for this wedding." It wasn't alcohol at all. It was the fruit of the vine. And verse 10. "And he said unto them, every man at the beginning does set forth good wine, and when the men have well drunk, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now." Yeah, they never had stuff like that before. "This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifest forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him." By the way, other people believed on him too. Miracles draw attention. Miracles draw crowds. Just remember, I told you that. We get a miracle out there on Infirmary Road, there'll be a crowd out there because people like to go where God does miracles. Let's bow our head. By the way, every time you got saved, every time a person gets saved, that young lady back there, God performed a miracle here today right in this front seat here. That was a miracle. The new birth is a miracle. And it's the greatest miracle on earth. I told her, I said, you could get $500 million today, but that's not even compared to what you're getting right now, the salvation that's eternal from Christ. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, I just pray with all my heart you'll help me be a blessing. I sure want to be. And I thank you for the miracle of the new birth. And I thank you, Father, for taking that which is old and making it new. And therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. Lord, I see the application in this teaching right here. And then you clean the temple out later. That's how you do our bodies. You work in our lives. And Father, I just pray now you'll come down and meet with us. Holy Spirit of God, please go up and down each pew. Work in every heart. Help me to speak well for you, I pray. And may you get the glory and honor for all things. Help me to do well for you that I can be a blessing to the people. I ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. This, the beginning of miracles that Jesus did. And because he did it, many believed, the Bible says there. Now here's a question. Did you ever think about the far-reaching effects of this miracle, this first miracle? Not just on the people that saw it, but what about the people that didn't see it, but were told the story of those that were there? You know, we're to tell the story. Amen? I mean, when we get the word out, it's far-reaching. Bobby told that young lady about Christ. They brought her here. It was far-reaching. Amen? And so, life-changing. This was a life-changing thing that happened for many people here. Now, listen, this miracle of changing water into wine was an unexpected miracle. And it was an unexpected blessing. Let me give you a thought here. You girls, when you're making out the wedding invitations, do you think when they were making out those wedding invitations or getting out the word when they invited Christ and his disciples? Yeah, let's invite Jesus. We run out of wine, he can make more. That never entered their mind. Hello? Come here with me. Amen. But what was really good, Carl, they didn't want to start their life out. They didn't want to start their marriage out. They didn't want to do anything without Christ being present there. Amen? I mean, you want to start out right. You have Christ in the center of your life. You have Christ in the center of your home. But that's the way to be blessed. Having him the focal point of anything that you're doing and everything that you're doing. And so, I'm sure they didn't realize they were going to run out of wine. And I'm sure they didn't figure, man, I'll tell you what, we'll get Jesus and the boys. Oh, Jesus, he'll keep the party going for us. That never entered their mind. No, that was an unexpected blessing. How many believe it was an unexpected blessing? You know, during your marriage, you're going to come up with things in your life. And you're going to say, wow. I think I was talking to Dale and Diane, and I think they got 4 years coming up. When was that? This coming Thursday's 4 years? I told Dale, boy, time goes by fast when you're having fun. Amen. Just seemed like you just got married. Amen. And 4 years, I remember they went on their first date at the You Are Love banquet in Hartville, Ohio. First time they met, they went out together. And that led to being married later. Boy, that You Are Love banquet, you either get them married or you get them divorced, don't you? We lose them both ways, don't we? Don't get them on that questionnaire thing up there with Pastor Dave. I'll tell you, it's a murder. But what I want you to see is this. Many times in your life, if you'll have Christ in your marriage and in the center point, you're going to have some unexpected blessings from God that you didn't have, that you never dreamed of, that you never even thought would ever even you would ever even think about. Well, I never thought he'd do that. How many believe they might say, well, I never thought, but boy, I'm sure glad we invited him. Sure glad he's with us. Amen? And this miracle that Jesus did was an unexpected blessing. You know, the Lord does a lot of things for our lives. Many times, unexpectedly. I remember in Toledo when we were pastoring Lighthouse Baptist Church, and I quit my job of several years of Allied Chemical, and Lighthouse gave me $100 a week. And Liberty said they would cover me for 9 months. The sending church, they said, the deacons in the church voted. For 9 months, they gave me $100 a week. And at that time, at Allied Chemical, I was making, on gross, I was making 40 hours a week. I was making, I think it was $640 because I was making over $14 an hour, wherever that works out. And that was back when, a long time ago, you kids were even born. Amen? Had a good job. And I quit the job and said, I remember quitting the job and telling them I'm going to pastor and I'm just going to trust God to take care of me and my wife. I remember Rosie, God bless Rosie, she stuck with me thick and thin, man. And I remember Rosie just saying one thing to me, because that was I had 15 years seniority, four weeks paid vacation, a lot of we had money all the time, we had full coverage and health and dental and all kind and all the perks that it was a union shop, and one of the best paying plants in the Toledo, Ohio, at the time. And I remember she said, "Are you sure this is what God wants you to do?" And I said, "I'm sure." She said, "All right." And I'm going to tell you right now, there was days that I didn't know how we were going to pay a bill. There were days I didn't know how we were going to feed my family. But you know, God took care of us. I remember, I'm going to give you a couple quick ones. I remember one time, we had an old, I think it was a 1977 Ford LTD. Oh, big old Ford Gray, you know. I remember those big cars. But it ran. And it ran, and it ran, and it ran, and it ran. I ran it, and I ran it till it didn't. And one day, Eddie, the engine gave up the ghost. I blew the engine. It was gone. And it just got into the driveway. And I told my father-in-law, he said, "Nah, that baby's dead. It's gone. You're done. That thing ain't going no more. All the king's horses and all the king's men ain't going to put that baby back together again. She's done." She gave up the ghost. How many of you ever had a car like that? And Bobby, I don't think we had $5 in my pocket. And that was the only thing we had. And I really didn't know what we were going to do. But I knew God had always took care of us. And a man that I never met before, Josh, that night, a man called my house from Waterville, Ohio. Kippicher, I think, was his last name. He lived in Waterville, Ohio. And he said, "I heard about your ministry. I hear you're down here on Galena Street, and God's really blessing." He said, "I've never met you, but I've heard a lot about you." And he said, "You know, I just bought a beautiful Oldsmobile, Supreme Cutlass Oldsmobile." And he said, "For some reason, I just felt God said, I'm supposed to give you this car. I'm not making it. You can ask Rosie and the kids." And I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Do you have a car?" I said, "I really don't have one right now." He said, "You think you could find?" He was a retired man. He worked for Chrysler. He was a draftsman or something. He designed the cars. He gave me an Oldsmobile though. That's amazing. But it was beautiful. It was a gold. I can't remember what you were 70. It was a Supreme, and it had captain chairs. And I sat in the chair, and they actually swiveled, Josh. You know, I wanted to get, hey, you know. And it was loaded. And he put 50 cents on that. It was an automatic on the floor. He said, "There, you'll never go broke." Either it was a 50 cent piece or a silver dollar. I can't remember what it was. But boy, if it was a silver dollar, I'd be popping it out and cashing it in. But silver's worth some money. But he said, "Oh, you'll never go broke. You'll have that money in the car with you all the time." And I'll never forget that. That was an unexpected blessing. You know, God does things when we least expect it. I'll tell you right now, I think these kids that got married at this wedding of Cana, I don't think they were planning on running out of refreshments. But it sure was great of God to come in there and take care of, make sure the wedding reception went well. Amen? And I'll tell you, we had someone drive us out, and that car was immaculate. And he gave me the car, the title. And he said, I just had it notarized. Just take it down, get it, put it in your own. And he said, he gave me some money on top of it. He said, here's about 3 bags of groceries. You think we weren't balling that night? Yes. Praise God. And it was, I'm telling you, this wasn't a beat up car. This car was sharp. It wasn't brand new. But I'm telling you right now, it was immaculate. It was mint condition. And David could have sold it on the car lot within a day. It was one of those kind of cars. But what an unexpected blessing. And then I remember we were over in 1956 Superior one day. And, you know, it's the house I grew up in. And it was cold winter, Billy, just freezing and snowing. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, that old coal furnace that was converted to a gas. How many remember the old big furnaces? I remember shoveling the coal. We had a coal bin. And how many old people know that? The young people don't know what I'm talking about now. They think I'm talking in tongues now. But anyways, they used to use coal for their furnace. You had what they call coal bins right in your house or near it. Just like my car, Eddie, it just went, that's all, folks. And we called a couple people from the church, and they brought those little kerosene heaters over, and you know we kept the kerosene heaters going, and kept it was bitter cold, it was like zero, it was really cold, but those little kerosene heaters they kept our house warm enough for, and what a blessing, you know, and then what was even a greater blessing, Brother Mark, I got up the next day and I was out shoveling the sidewalk, getting the snow off, and a man from Mount Clova, Ohio. Isn't God good? Matter of fact, I was sitting there thinking this week, I need to sit down and write all the people that God's used for unexpected blessings. Maybe all of us need to send some letters out this week, the things that have been blessing to us. And he just walked up. He said, hey, preacher. I said, hey, how you doing? He said, God told me to come here. And he put his hand out to shake my hand. And when I did, there was several hundred dollars he put in my hand. He said, just want to tell you, God told me he loved you. I'll see you later. That's what he did, Mike. I'll never forget it. His name was Mel Strayer. Wasn't a member of my church or nothing. And you wouldn't know it, but I don't remember how many, $300 or $400 to buy a new furnace. The money he gave me paid for the furnace. And Brother Jeff in my church, he worked for a furnace. And I got to buy through his company for what this boss paid for it, and he installed it for free. Amen? You know, those are unexpected blessings. We sing, thank you, Lord, for blessing me. He did. He blesses us all the time. I think sometimes we forget. I wonder, D, how many times these kids that don't say their name, but I wonder how many times this couple that got married, I wonder how many times they would reminisce how Christ gave them that unexpected blessing. Because I think sometimes we forget all that God does for us. Are you still with me? Amen. Let me give you one more. Look at John chapter 6. Look at John chapter 6. You know that this is a story where Jesus feeds the 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread. And Jesus fed 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fishes. You know, that's not only a miracle, that's an unexpected blessing. Look at verse 7. Jesus said to Philip in verse 7, how many got John 6? He said, hey, Philip, how much would it cost to feed all these people? And Philip said, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that everyone may eat, just take a little. He said, Lord, we don't got that kind of money. You see all these thousands of people? Lord, we don't have even near that kind. There ain't no way we're going to feed these people. I know they're hungry, but not today. And he just said, set them down. Of course, thank God for that little lad that gave his lunch. Amen. See, God just wants us to be available to use what we have for him. And you know the story. He fed 5,000 people. More, actually, I think it's around 20 to 25. Those were 5,000 men, but that doesn't count all the women and the children that were there. I'm trying to work to a thought for you. And look what they said in verse 14. Then those men which said they had seen the miracle that Jesus did said, this is the truth, that prophet should come into the world. Yeah, man, he's the... Hey, kids, they said, he's the real deal. This Jesus is a real deal. He's the real thing, you know? Now, think with me now. Let me just give you this one thought, and we'll move to the last thought I have for you. How many people you... of all those thousands of people, how many of you think was out there thinking that they were... Oh, after they heard... See, this is the first time he's done it. Oh, after the word got out, all kinds of people came just to get food. But he had never... This is the first recorded one that we know of. Those people, they weren't out there to get a free lunch. They didn't know they were... They never expected a free lunch. But I'm sure they were hungry. And I'm sure they were tired. And I'm sure they had desires. How many are with me? And Jesus said, just set them down. And he fed them. And he fed them all, and there was stuff left over. Because God always does it right, don't he? I remember being in Dr. Hiles' pastor school. Oh, it's been 10 years or more ago when this happened. I remember about the third day we were there, Jack Hiles, it was longer than that because we used to go 5 days at that time. About the fourth day, He was so overwhelmed because the Lord kept saying, there's hungry people. he bought 5,000 lunches. He literally did. This is stuff that Dr. Hiles would do. And I guarantee he paid it out of his own money. He bought 5,000 lunches and gave everybody a free lunch that day. That night, as you go in the afternoon, people wrote and said, dear Dr. Hiles, thank you for that lunch. We hadn't ate all week. And he said, will you people that are hungry from now on come to me? I'd rather just take you out and buy you steaks and have to feed 5,000 to get to you. I'll never forget that. But that was an unexpected blessing. You know, sometimes it wouldn't hurt us to be an unexpected blessing to somebody else. Amen? Note also the last scripture I want you to look at, and that's in John chapter 9. But I put, think back. I put, think back. Has the Lord ever done something for you that you never thought would happen? Think with me. Did the Lord ever do something for you that you thought would never happen? Have you thanked him for it lately? Well, Lord, I thanked him. Preacher, I thanked him for it back then. Maybe it wouldn't be bad for us all tonight just to have a little Thanksgiving and say, God, I remember back then when you did something that we didn't expect to happen. Amen? Man, I could be here all night telling you stories when I was in Toledo. Look at John chapter 9, verse 1, and I won't read. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. Now, this is a great story. And this man, you know, he gets saved near the end of this chapter. This man gets saved, and that's tremendous. But this man was blind from birth. I want you to get this. This man did not know Jesus. I don't know if he had ever, prior to this, Brother Mac, I don't know if he had ever met him. And I'm sure, Brother Mark, that that morning when that blind man got up, he didn't say, hot dog today, I'm going to see today. But Christ saw that man and healed and brought sight to his eyes. How many think, not only was that a miracle, how many think that's an unexpected blessing? That was really an unexpected blessing. That blind man did not even know Jesus. He did not expect to receive his sight that day. And now it was a great miracle, but it was an unexpected blessing. Now, you can find, I could go through all kinds of, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, you could have all kinds of examples in the Bible. Oh, I know there's people that ran and said, I know he's going to heal me, like the lady with the issue of blood. But I'm talking about things he did without people even thinking about it. Hello? I'm talking about unexpected blessings. And I put down here, now you can find all kinds of examples in the Bible, in the Old and the New Testament, how God unexpectedly gave people blessings. You can, it's just countless. But now here's a thought for us to think about, and we're going to go home. The question, I've got this one question. I wonder if these people who received these unexpected blessings, did they give God thanks for doing it? Did they continue to remember the goodness of God later in their life? And did they realize that they didn't deserve the unexpected blessing, but that God, because God doesn't owe anybody anything. God didn't have to give me a car. He didn't have to give me a furnace. He didn't have to put bags of grocery on my porch when we had no food. He didn't have to do that, but he did. He didn't have to bless me with this great church, but he did. I'm going to tell you right now, God does a lot of this. Lizzie, and I've told this story, but you need to relate to what I'm trying to so you can see this. I thought I was going to pastor the Liberty Baptist Church. I really thought I was supposed to pastor it in Toledo, Ohio, on Jackman Road. They voted me down. Later, I found other things that I really got voted in, but they took things out. And when I left there, I was shattered. But you know what, Lizzie? God is so good. Because if I would have got voted in that church, I would have never been here for 20 years. D, I would have never knew about Rabino, Ohio. I would have never been with any of you. I know you're saying, boy, dear God, why could that have happened? And really, what I thought was a tragedy, and we cried, Rose and I, and I've always tried to believe, I really tried to be led of God, and I really thought that's what was God's will for my life, and so that's what really bothered me, because I told Rose, I said, I don't know what to say to you, because I've always trusted God, and I've always did what he told me, and I really felt this is what was supposed to happen. Some of you are relating to me right now. And I don't know why. I'll tell you why. Because God had an unexpected blessing coming that I didn't even know about. Took David. David was just a little kid. David was just a little kid. Oh, about the size of Jimbo. How old are you, Jimbo? That's probably about what Davey was, right in there, about your size. I went and heard. We went to one of those Bible conferences where the preachers meet and fellowship. And after the fellowship, I mentioned to the preacher, "Is there a church? Do you know any churches open? I feel God wants me to pastor again." And he said, "I believe there's a church in Ravenna, Bethel Baptist." And I've told this story 1,000 times, probably another 1,000 before I'm gone. Right then, the Spirit of God pricked my heart, said, you're going, that's where you're going. And I went home and told Rosie and Tammy and Dave, I said, pack your bags. God just told me we're going to a church in Northeast Ohio, and I'm going to get my map right now and look it up. It's called Bethel Baptist in Ravenna, Ohio. And I sent a little resume. What a stupid, I just sent it with a picture of me and said, here, this is what I am. and plain Jane, you know, preacher. It definitely would have never passed in today's standards. And Danny Sable called me the next 2 days. He said, we'd like you to come. I said, thank you, I will come. And there now for 20 years or more. You see, you were an unexpected blessing. So sometimes when you think when we think the worst has happened in our life, maybe just around the corner, God's got a great unexpected blessing for us. Are you still with me, church? Now, can you think of some unexpected blessings that God gave you? I just want us to think before we go home tonight. Think about some things how God's blessed you. And if he hasn't, then I'd think, why hasn't he? Because there's got to be somewhere blessings in your life. Did you thank him for it? Did you thank God for those unexpected? How many of you have had unexpected blessings? Have you thanked God for them? Do you continue to remember and praise him for those blessings? This week is a week of Thanksgiving. We're going to have another little Thanksgiving challenge on Wednesday. And I just said this, let's stop and take time to thank God for our unexpected blessings. He's brought us and things into our lives that we never dreamed we'd have. The songwriter says this, count your many blessings, name them one by one, see what the Lord has done. You know, we really don't deserve anything, do we? But he keeps blessing us anyways. And he always gives us something right when we least expect it. I thank God for those unexpected blessings. I'm hoping that God gives us something special in the future that would be so great that you'd say, oh my, what a blessing from God. And I just hope we can all praise him and say, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Not for just saving my soul, which is the most important, but thank you for all the unexpected blessings. Because he really has given us unexpected blessings. Amen? Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, thank you for the time we've had in your word. And Father, I pray as we think about unexpected blessings, help us to search our heart tonight and think about the many times you came into our life and you unexpectedly, when we least thought it, you blessed us. When we least expected it, when we had no idea, you came down and did something in an extraordinary way. Help us not to forget those things that you've done. Lord, I want to thank you for all the unexpected blessings. Thank you for all that you've done. Lord, I even think about my wife right now. What an unexpected blessing. The day I was in that little sweet shop, I never expected to meet Rosie. But what an unexpected blessing she was in my life for 41 years. There's so many blessings that you've given our lives. Help us to remember them. Father, I think sometimes we live in such a fast-paced world with everything is so instant with the computers and everything that we do, instant dial and all these things. Sometimes I think we need to stop. And just for a few moments, I think we need to think about those blessings that you gave us, especially those unexpected blessings that came down from heaven. And the greatest, no doubt, is our salvation. What a blessing to be saved. Help our people tonight to rejoice in the things of God in the midst of a crooked and perverse world. Help us to rejoice that we have a God in heaven that watches over us, that loves us, that cares for us, that takes care of us and watches our soul. Help us to want to be sometimes. Help us to want to be an unexpected blessing to others. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. With every head bowed, every eye closed, I wonder tonight how many could say, "Preacher, I know for sure. I know for a fact that I'm saved, and if I died, I'd go to heaven." Could you raise that hand? I know for sure I'm saved and I'm going to go to heaven. Thank you. You may put them down. Would there be any tonight say, "Preacher, I'm not even sure if I'm going to heaven"? And that's the most important thing in life. You wouldn't want to miss out on that blessing. Heaven's the greatest blessing of all. Pray for me. Anyone like that tonight? And then one last thing. Maybe you'd say, "Preacher, as you spoke tonight, God spoke to my heart. God has given me some unexpected blessings. And I just want to lift my hand to God tonight and say thank you for those unexpected blessings." Yes, yes, yes. Oh, God bless you all over the building. Yes. Let's think about these things. Don't take everything for granted. Don't expect things. We don't deserve anything. And everything we get is a blessing from heaven. Sometimes God just comes down in those special ways and does those unexpected blessings that are like miracles in our life. They're just like a miracle, like he did for that blind man, and like he did with feeding those 5,000, like he did changing the water into wine. And I could name story after story in the Bible. Let's remember. I wonder how many years after those people were married that they still talked about that unexpected blessing of Christ. Has he been a blessing in your life? How long has it been since you thanked him for some of those blessings? Maybe tonight's a good night to do it. Bless us now, Father, I pray in Christ's name. Amen.